This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast, unarmed and misfired.
Guess I gotta wade through a river of shit.
The heroes face down the remaining fire giants.
This is brutal.
I had such a great plan.
While their new ally waits to make their move.
He also doesn't know that Thune is in that tunnel.
Oh, right.
Just to the left, about 40 feet away. Thune is just like arms against the wall with Dalgrith's dagger in his hand.
But the giants aren't holding back.
Yeah, he's going to get right up in his business here. Hopefully he's just going to boom with the greatsword. And you know what?
Do I want to turn in a bottle cap?
Attack? Power attack on or off, Troy?
The adventure continues.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Now.
What is up, everybody? It's your old buddy, Troy, and I got my good buddy,
Joe O'Brien.
You're back.
I'm back, baby. We're back.
Yes.
We're both back.
Look at us.
In the office.
Yes, we've been on vacation.
We took a little, I've been calling it our summer sabbatical.
Our summer sabbat.
We stopped recording for a week.
Yeah.
And went away. Got away. Got out of the city with the kids.
Yeah, together.
Together, yep. With Niccolo.
With Niccolo, yeah.
And his family. And our buddy David the Woodsman Woody.
Yeah.
Creator
wives,
of We're Having Fun.
All the kids.
He showed us some fun.
He did show us some fun. It was a great time. And now yeah, we're back here. It's Monday. And I said, you know what? Let's do another tandem intro because they're a lot of fun. And the other guys hate doing intros, so we might as well just bang them out together.
They just hate talking to people so much.
They're not people. And everyone knows that I am the most people person in the world.
You just love people.
I thrive on it. No, we're back here. We got in this morning into the office, as it were, and we've got, I don't know, what do you think, 7 weeks worth of work to do?
Yeah, about that, before tomorrow night, yeah. Which is going
to
be rough.
Yeah, this is a big week. Obviously, the fun is over. We're back to a different kind of fun. But man, busy week. We've got GCP coming out tonight at midnight. Well, if you're listening to this now, this is it. This is the new app.
Yep.
New A&A. Raiders is back. People were going crazy over last week's app. Wait till you hear this week's app. I've already said too much. And that's just... that's just the beginning of what we got going on this week, Joe.
It's so insane. It's so ridiculous.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I think we're doing it because we're just so excited about second edition.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot going on with it. It's swirling around, and I'm obviously steeped in it right now, and it's all I'm thinking about day to day. So why don't you tell the people what we're thinking?
Well, first of all, we've got a Twitch coming up tomorrow, or today, if you're listening to this intro. You and I, 4 p.m. Eastern time, we're hitting the old Twitch.
Tuesday, July 16th.
This was the 40K goal.
Yeah, if you're available, stop in. We definitely want to see you there. We're going to try a new stream from our loft space in the office here.
We're getting the band back together. Old Joe and Troy on the Twitch box.
Except this time, we're not going to be sharing a single Yeti and knocking your cat away from the wires.
Right.
Be a little more professional.
A little more professional. Only slightly, though, when you see this setup. But it looks like I put up a Twitter poll yesterday, and it looks like we're going to be playing Marvel's Spider-Man. That may change.
Is that what's in the lead?
Yeah, there's 3 hours left, but it looks like Marvel's Spider-Man has run away with it.
Well, I know it's supposed to be a fantastic game.
I think the first thing we should do is just try and find our office in Long Island City. just sling our way over to Astoria and then find
you
our
have
office.
To be able to sling over the 59th Street Bridge. Right, it has to be in there.
I would assume the bridge is maybe Glass Cannon Studios. Definitely the bridge. I mean, if they drew the bridge, why wouldn't they draw Glass Cannon Studios? I don't know. Do people still draw it? How does it work? But that's just the beginning, because as you said, this Friday we're going to do another Twitch.
Yeah.
We're going, because we really want to Twitch more. We think it is an important part of...
We want to stream on Twitch.
We want to stream on Twitch. Sorry, I don't know how it's supposed to be said. We learned recently it's stream on Twitch, not Twitch.
Yeah, which is much more accurate.
Why can't you use Twitch as a verb?
Because it's not a verb. There's so many other ways to stream, and because twitching is a verb, and it means something completely different.
Well, I like to party, and I also like to go to parties.
Oh, you mean do drugs?
Yeah, I like to do heavy drugs before each recording.
I say I like to party.
I like to party. Joe, do you like to party? Hey, Joe, you want to twitch? Let's go in the bathroom and twitch. Yeah, I guess it does sound better. Stream on Twitch. Well, we're going to be...
Just more accurate is all.
We're going to be streaming Pathfinder 2nd Edition this Friday night.
Yes!
8 p.m. Eastern. I think we're going to start at 8. We're dying to play 2E. It doesn't come out for a few weeks, but we've had access to the core rulebook for weeks at this point. Joe's already read it through twice.
I was just going to say, don't tell people that. I don't know anything in there. I can't be held to that.
You're going
to
be our only resource because I refuse to open it.
I'm in the midst of printing out the entire core rulebook in black and white. It's a massive tome because I can't deal with my iPad live on air. It's the loading screens are just too much. It's a lot of info.
For a book that size, how many pages is it?
640 some.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I just can't wait to get that hard copy in my hand. But for the moment, I'm not even going to crack it. We're just going to play a Pathfinder Society scenario that has been converted to second edition. And basically by converted, just the monster stat blocks have been updated by the one and only Eric Mona.
He's helping us out. He's
been up
all
night doing this stuff for us. He's really excited about it. It was his idea. We were going back and forth. I was like, I really want to stream some 2E before Gen Con because we have access to it. I want to do something. So he's like, what if you did the first ever Pathfinder Society scenario, Silent Tide? And he's like, we'll come up with the monster stat blocks converted to 2E for you. And you just got to play. I was like, absolutely. And I read it. It's great. It's like, it's so weird because it uses like 3.5 terms. It's like roll an open lock check. Roll a search check. So we'll be updating all that stuff. And we're going to play 2E. The boys are going to be here. And should I tell them about the characters, Joe?
Ooh,
am I saying too much?
I thought you were, I didn't know. I thought you were saving that for social media.
No, I want to get them excited right now. They're going to be reprising. They're going to be reprising.
We're going to be reprising.
Sing the reprise. I'll sing the reprise. They're going to be reprising their characters from PaizoCon. So that means Ecthelion Orphan Puncher, Pimachael Slider, whatever Grant's character's name is, and Hawkraven Eagle Crow are back.
Well, it's a prequel.
It's
a prequel. The meeting of these amazing characters.
We're kicking them down to second level. We're playing second edition Pathfinder Society scenario, season 0, number 1, Silent Tide. It's going to be a good time.
I'm really excited, too, because I just wanted to play something. And we had talked about this. That wasn't so much of a commitment that we can't possibly finish it. And here is a case where it's a nice, tight little scenario. And we're gonna knock it right out. What do you think? Two streams total?
No more than two streams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two streams on Twitch. Yeah, I think with our normal antics, like a really good group could probably bang it out in one session.
Yes.
But we have a lot of antics.
We also don't know the rules, and we goof off a lot.
We do a lot of goofing. A lot of straight goofing.
Straight twitching.
I'm going to say two sessions, which is just more streams.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm really excited, actually.
You know what I'm excited about?
This week's episode.
This week's app. So I'll stop talking. In the meantime, I want all you
the ending of
folks.
This week's episode. Oh, man.
Come on, man. You're spoiling everything.
I'm sorry.
I want to talk about the beginning of this week's episode because it's happening right now. Here's episode 216 of the Glass Cannon Podcast, The War on Nugs. I have the best taste in my mouth right now. And I should.
I don't want to hear any more.
No, I shouldn't. And I'll tell you why. For dinner tonight, I just brought a banana and a key lime chobani yogurt. Trying to cut back on the last meal.
It's a lot
of the day.
Of sugar, bro. Just FYI.
I know it's a lot of sugar, but it's not a lot of calories.
That's true.
Calories are all that fucking matters. But I don't know if you know this about Matthew. He is a man that's full of vice.
Yes.
Yes. No.
Yes.
Inherent vice.
Inherent vice. He likes candy. He's got candy around here like a 7-year-old.
Are you kidding? A 7-year-old would never be so organized.
There's candy all over.
This is
the
highly
place.
Rigorous vice.
Yes. Alphabetized candy everywhere.
And then these other things you're really into are these popcorners.
I brought those for Joe because I ate some of his the other day.
Wait, was that a fresh bag when you came in tonight?
Yeah.
All right. So we've been hanging out for about a half an hour before we started recording. The bag's gone. There's just crumbs left in the bottom of it. I finished my key lime yogurt and I saw these stupid things. It was the nacho cheese flavor. Matthew's choking. And I was like, well, this isn't going to mix well with key lime, but I got to try it. And they're amazing.
Yeah, I think it's spicy queso.
It's the jalapeno cheddar.
No.
No, it's spicy ketchup.
Really? Jalapeno cheddar is phenomenal.
No, that's really my favorite.
That's a different flavor.
Do they have those at the deli next door?
They did, and they ran out.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We got to give an advertisement real quick for the deli next door who sells us sandwiches for like 30% under market value.
Yeah, the Love Valley special is like $4.
It doesn't make
any
sense.
I think it's
five
and a quarter.
Yeah,
well, let's see what the name of this deli is.
I feel like it's 1997.
Troy has gone to look out the window.
Oh, yeah. Like all New York delis, it's called Deli and Grocery. It's not like Tom's or Jimmy's.
That's not what it's called.
When I live closer to the Upper West Side, a little 137 and Broadway, and I would go all the time to Columbia to visit friends and stuff and do stuff around there, every bodega around there was Gourmet Deli.
Yeah.
Or best New York deli, like
New Gourmet Deli
one.
Too.
It's called the Lunch Stop.
I have the receipt in my pocket from when I bought the popcorn. It's called Lunch Stop Deli and Grocery.
We have been in this building for over a year. I never knew that's what it was called.
Yeah,
Lunch Stop Deli and Grocery.
It has a stop sign on the corner.
Oh, that's fun.
Stop sign.
Oh, I have seen that. Back to the popcorners. I looked at Matthew very seriously and I said, "Why even eat Doritos?" And Doritos are amazing. These are really good.
They're really good.
Are they healthier for you? What's the calorie difference?
I mean, they're not fried.
Okay.
They're baked. Have you ever had baked Doritos?
They're stink. Fucking garbage.
They're terrible.
Terrible. All that baked shit.
Baked Cheetos are a scourge from hell on this planet.
Get out of here, baked snacks. But popcorners.
Popcorners.
Game change.
Popcorners.
Popcorners. That's where the inflection is.
Do you think now when you have a key lime chobani that you'll like maybe like crumble up a chip on top of it like a berry bottom? Because I think that'd be
like,
really good.
It's a really good taste and it shouldn't be.
Or
the sweetness of the key lime.
I would love somebody.
Spicy queso.
Or do you think you're going to have a Pavlovian response every time you eat a key lime chobani that you're just going to be like, you'll finish it and then your mouth will start watering for some spicy queso?
That was a spicy key lime. I feel like I'm back in the Keys. As I'm speaking, Grant just left the table to go freshen up his beer at our brand new kegger.
Yeah.
It's not that I freshened up, Troy. It's that Joe saw the end of this process. I was pouring a beer and like I got distracted. And I looked away, and I turned, and the tap was still on. And I haphazardly, like, on one foot, leaned over to get a little extra length to flick the tap back up. And I got to say, the kegerator we got has very easy cleaning accessibility. You can take out the little tray, and you can put it in the washer. It's easy.
He made that sound way more normal than it was. He pulled the tap. He was filling a beer, and then he just walked away without undoing the tap. And beer was just pouring in the top.
It was as if...
Taps pretty quickly, too.
It was as if... If I was Joe O'Brien trying to use Instagram,
wow.
It was that,
yeah, it was that level of incompetence.
Yeah.
No, there was right, so far Joe, less you, sweating.
Joe, you pour his beers from now on, and he'll post your nudes.
Send nudes, please. Please don't.
Before we get into the episode.
Yeah, all right.
I want to interrupt. I got to do a few thank yous. People have been sending us amazing stuff left and right, and I just wanted to highlight
how many of the names you're going to get wrong.
Oh man, that was another one.
Oh, God, we cleared that up last week. By Britain.
Yes. Britain. I'm so sorry, Britain. But no, just a couple quick thank yous. This is a while ago. Do you guys remember that amazing box of chocolate chip cookies that we got from Jobster?
Jobster, yeah.
Really good.
Jobster on Twitch. Thank you so much for sending us. They were phenomenal.
So good.
Absolutely delicious.
They didn't last very long.
No, we ate every single one of them. So thank you for sending those over. I wanted to thank David Langford from Angola, Indiana.
Oh, Angola.
That's where I thought you were going with that.
Coming out to the Gen Con shows there in Angola?
We sure have to do a show there. We have to do a show in Angola.
GCP Live Angola.
Angola.
He sent me, very kindly, he said, "Dear Joe, now you can really blame the dice." And he sent me something I've never seen before. It is, and I lost it. It was just here. Oh, here it is. It is a one-sided dice. And it just has a one on it.
That's amazing.
And he's like, "Yeah, and you can just, now you can just blame the die."
It looks like a wedding ring for a giant.
It's weird. It's like a twisted ring, and then it has a one on each side. So thank you
David. A thumb ring for someone who shops at Hot Topic.
But I'll keep it around whenever I need to confirm a fumble. I'll be like, "No, all right, I'll definitely confirm it."
That's nice.
And then this book, I don't know if you guys read any of this, but this was sent to us by Rob McFadden in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Hey.
What's up, Cherry Hill? Rob.
Basically Philadelphia.
Basically Philadelphia. Rob and a teacher and some 7th and 8th graders put together a campaign that they played, which was inspired by the Glass Cannon podcast. And they recorded everything. They recorded the whole campaign, and they printed us this great book with images and everything. It's all in color. Sent us the whole story of the campaign.
They got some nice binding on that, Joe. That makes me want to go back and do a school project. Trifold display.
It is legit. And they just said that, you know, they had such an incredible time. The adventure was called Trouble in Sweetwater, and they said it would not have happened without the Glass Cannon podcast. So thank you guys for listening, and that is awesome. And thank you for sending us this awesome campaign record of your story. Appreciate it.
That's nice. You know, yeah. We really need someone on staff to just thank people for all the gifts that come in.
I know. We do. We get so many. This is just tip of the iceberg.
It's like that defeats the purpose.
Thanking them?
Outsourcing your thanks.
Yeah, right.
I'm far too busy to thank you.
Yes, the president of the United States? Like, come on. You can make the time.
Yeah, well, you just did.
Yeah, exactly.
But you ignored a lot of other people.
I did. And that
what
was purposeful.
A dick.
Yeah. That was
really we're not up to snuff.
They're sitting there like, oh, I can't wait till they thank me for that really nice thing I sent.
No, there's so many. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you did a great job.
I just wanted to get some in there. Wanted to get some. And you know what? The thing is, I've had these in my spot for weeks and weeks, and I keep meaning to bring it up, and then we just get talking about chips and stuff, and then the next thing you know, the combat is starting again, and like I just forget. So.
Yeah, you start talking about chips, and then all of a sudden, Terminus Est is in a pile of poop.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that sentence.
That was one of those things that right when I made the decision for it to happen, because it didn't happen. When you dropped the sword, I didn't think of it right away. I was trying to think actually of doing something else. I don't want to say it, and just in case I get the opportunity to do it. And then I was like, I started Googling as Baron was talking, or as Grant, whatever your name is, Sheriff Thune was talking. I started Googling about, like, can you take an attack of opportunity if you're unarmed? I'm like, what if I just take that sword and throw it away? But I knew that it would make Skid really mad. So I was like, should I do it knowing it's going to make Skid mad? Or should I try to increase the difficulty of the combat, and I did it, but I felt bad about it, Skid. If it makes any difference, I felt bad about doing it.
Yeah, you really seemed like you were having a hard time.
I really struggled
when you were laughing and dancing.
That was just for the cameras.
Got up from the table, danced his way to the bathroom.
Well, I hadn't done a cartwheel in a while, and I wanted to just see if I still had the,
stuff.
Spoiler, he didn't.
I didn't, no. I went straight through a table. I looked like Chris Farley.
Question.
Yes.
I can't help but look at the map and notice that the path that fire giant has to the pile of poop is between two outhouses. Did you roll an attack to see if you could get it between the two goalposts there?
If I could AC5 it into the... you know what? I didn't. But I'm going to roll it right here.
All right.
In front of...
It's based on his dex, you know.
In front of... Behind my screen. It's based on his dex to... Yeah, yeah.
So it's a range to...
Okay.
You roll a natural one.
I could roll a natural
one. Do you have the throw anything feat? Then it's a -8.
I have the say anything feat. It's about romantic comedy.
Look at his face. Gives you an ability to hold.
I rolled a
90-16.
I'm going to be all
right. I think you're fine.
I threw it. Actually, I threw it so far it went over the pit and landed on the other side. No.
Oh, good.
That's not
excellent.
So I missed the poop entirely.
Much better situation.
It's just in the poop. You see it just sink.
Where is it? Like where in the poop?
You know, let's get a little sword tag up here. Let's really see how this
We're really having fun tonight with this sword tag.
A little sword action. Boom. There it is.
Okay.
This guy can toss.
He can.
Some stuff. So I'm going to say it landed right there, right on a chunk.
Troy.
What I call for a choice nug. But yeah, no, that thing was thrown pretty well about 15 feet away or so from one of these Otiugs.
That's a really big sword. It takes up a whole 5-foot square diagonally.
It is a long sword.
That's a big
like
weapon.
Fucking guts sword from Berserk.
Gutsu!
I love that Gutsu.
Right, like that. Let's talk. Let's just jump right in here. Moving from popcorners to fire giants. The other fire giant up north, he's been going, let's go to the north. Let's go to the south. Let's get back to the north.
I fucking hate these guys.
Is this white hot hot lead inside of my stomach now. So he is going to try and make his way south here, but he realizes that you have some sort of ranged weapon, you meaning Baron, and so he's going to take cover behind the outhouse, we'll call it the 10 o'clock outhouse, on his way down. So he's behind the 11.
That's clearly 11.
And he's just going to go... Is that 11?
It is 11.
He's at 11, but I'm saying he's going to go down to 10 and like hide directly behind it, kind of making his way along. Little does he know, though...
Are you going to give him total cover?
From where Baron is right now, he has total cover. Okay. No, he doesn't know that Baron is also misfired. That's a whole other problem. However, he also doesn't know that Thune is in that tunnel.
Oh, right.
Just to the left, about 40 feet away. Thune is just like arms against the wall with Dalgrith's dagger in his hand. Just waiting.
And it's an amazing situation, but I was thinking about this last week. Sometimes after, like, I would lose a game of chess to my dad when I was 9. Well, be honest, 19. 19, yeah. I would play against myself. And I never got to the point where I could make that a fruitful experiment, because I always wanted one side to kind of win, or
right.
I would play to a stalemate, or there'd be something weird about it. Do you feel that at all playing as Thune with us? I know he's unreliable, and like you said the stuff about the doppelgangers being treacherous, but...
You know, in the entire time that I've been a GM, playing active NPCs that join the PCs in combat is like one of my least favorite things to do. That's why when it happened with... God, it's been so long. Umlo, I passed it off to you guys after a little while and thought that it'd be a fun experiment. But then you guys got tired of it as well, because then you can't really focus on your character
right.
when you're trying to worry about another thing. Well, I feel the same way. Like when I was starting to play Ingrid, I'm like, God, now I can't focus on all the other things I got to do.
But she had multi-weapon fighting, and it was a pain in the butt like,
yeah.
to do.
But I felt very early on that if you guys met Thune and befriended him and he joined your party, I really wanted to give this a chance to stretch this muscle, because it's not something I have ever enjoyed doing, but I think he's there for a reason, and I want to make sure we give Thune his due. Anyway, so that giant is just going to single move there behind the outhouse and maybe do something else you don't know. It now goes to Metra's turn, who has, what, 50, 60 spells left?
Less than that.
I wish.
I had such a great plan.
You were doing well. You've been doing well since you came into this cave.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
A lot of people have been saying you're the MVP of Book 5 so far.
Absolutely. I'm one of them.
I was one of them as well.
No one I know.
Well, if I had been able to do this, it would have been... wow. If I had been able to do this, it really would have got your goat, Troy.
Do you want to tell me, or you want to say?
Yeah, because I can't do it.
Okay.
I was going to mage hand the sword right back into Jimmer's hand.
Oh, that would have really...
Except...
Really stung.
The object has to be non-magical. And Terminus S is most definitely magical.
It doesn't get more magical.
It's pretty mundane weapon.
And it only weighs 4 pounds. So yeah, it was, and I had the range to do it, but it has to be non-magical.
Let me ask you this. Do you have a spell that can make a magical item non-magical? Because I would say go with that and make it permanent.
Right, so set up this three-action plan that you now know about.
You know, I'm telling you too much. I don't want to tell you how to play your character, but that's what I would do.
Okay, so instead, let's just make sure I want to do that. Yes.
Swan dive into the poop.
Pass. Metra is going to take a...
Oh, he's doing a jackknife.
Metra's going to take a 5 foot... Or, you know, she's going to move.
Okay.
I can take more than a 5 foot step.
Take as many steps as you want.
And then she's going to cast a spell on this fire giant.
This fire giant meaning the one that is toe-to-toe with Jimmer?
With Jimmer.
Okay.
So first things first...
I should say that after he threw that thing, he took a 5 foot step. Oh, no, Dalgrith's there. Yeah, he's just going to stay right there.
Okay. So, Metra is going to, first I got to roll to hit you.
What are you doing?
I'm casting Disintegrate.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Wow.
And make sure you take -4 to the attack.
Yes. Yeah, that's probably going to miss because I roll a natural 5.
But it's a touch attack.
And it's AC is 8.
So, that is a 12.
Against touch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a...
Yeah, see?
It is a gigantic target. Let me ask you this. Do I get any sort of save?
Fortitude save.
All right. Okay. I've got good for it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like this isn't going to be a good roll?
I feel like that, too.
I hope so.
Okay. It wasn't.
Disintegrated!
Because of the fortitude, it's going to be a total of a 20.
That fails.
Yes! 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 Yes!
true. I have a dice roller ready for this
purpose.
Yeah,
you better.
But it's still going to take me a minute to do it because it's 40d6.
Wait,
no, I'm kidding.
Wait,
no, it's not. It's 26d6.
It might as well be 40. Are you fucking kidding me?
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was all ready for next round to be able to stand and bang with Jibber because I have not swung a greatsword against you guys in like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So Metra shifts out to the side and points her finger at the giant.
Uh-huh.
And this little green ray just goes, swiss, 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 and touches him, and he takes 101 points of damage.
He just turns into a pile of ass.
Yeah! Yeah!
I can't believe you just one-shotted him.
Oh, that's
holy shit. Okay. Okay.
Well, that's what he gets for throwing the weapon.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
I was just going to do a Scorching Ray, but now I was like, why not? Why not go for the Disintegrate?
Fuck! All right, well, it is Jimmer's turn. Jimmer, you see this giant is like lumbering over you, smiling after it throws his weapon like it got the jump on you, a little one-up on you, and then it just falls into a pile.
He is like, he looks back at Metra and like salutes her, and then he's like, guess I got away through a river of shit, and he moves over to the pit. Let's see. And then he's going to try to climb down into it.
All right. So let me tell you about the rules of the pit here. So all squares inside of the pit count as slippery floor. So it increases the acrobatics checks, DCs by 5. I don't know how many acrobatics checks you're going to be doing, but keep that in mind. Underneath where the, like, the toilets would be, it's a steep drop so that the shit just goes straight down. But where you are, where there isn't an outhouse right there, you're not going through the outhouse and, like, ducking through the toilet. It's just a climb DC of 5, but of course you move at quarter speed. If you want to move half speed, then it'd be DC 10.
Mm-hmm.
How deep is the pit? How far down?
How deep is the pit? We use that all the time. I think it's 5 feet deep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 5 foot.
So he could just hop down into the ship.
Pit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to hop down. I'm going to double move, actually. Is it difficult terrain, I assume?
It just says slippery floor, increase the acrobatics DCs by 5, but I don't think it's difficult terrain. Can somebody look up slippery floor if you're or slippery?
Okay.
In the meantime, are you injured at all?
I am.
You are. Yeah. So as you start wading through the shit, some of it starts seeping into your open wounds.
Oh.
And you need to roll a fortitude save.
No, against right. disease. Natty 19.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
You're going to be all right. yeah. You are fine from what was obviously filth fever.
Yes.
It does not appear to say that the slippery surface is difficult terrain.
All yeah. Right. The book here says acrobatics DC by increase acrobatics DC by 5. You should be say like, and it's considered difficult terrain. So, yeah, you can move at normal speed now.
All right. So I'm going to double move and I can get right up the sword.
Get right up to the sword. All right. It is Baron's turn. Baron, this giant saw you and jumped behind the outhouse, but you have a misfired gun.
I do, so I'm going to spend yet another grit point to quick clear my gun. It's been a while since I've quick cleared, so I'm just going to make sure one more time. I'm going to spend that grit to use it as a move action. I'm going to move 20 feet closer.
Okay.
So let me move 5, 10, 15, 20. So I'm immediately next to the outhouse at 8 o'clock. I could step in and relieve myself.
8 o'clock outhouse.
Instead, I'm going to end my turn.
Oh.
Interesting. That's it. Move. I can't really do anything else.
Curious. all right. Jimmer is one square away from his sword. As that thing hit, clink, 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 and hit the poo and started sinking, you see the Odiug that's nearest it is, like, chewing down and just kind of, like, lifts one of its three stalks.
Notices
something shiny sticking out of the pile and starts lumbering towards it.
I figured.
And Jimmer, so it's just... Bleh, 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 bleh,
bleh, bleh, bleh. So gross.
Doesn't attack Jimmer. Just starts chomping on the sword.
Okay.
The choicest nug of the bunch. And then as that Otiog does it, all the other ones start to converge as well. Oh. Like, I want some of that nug.
Stop saying it like that.
Mama wants nug.
Oh, God.
They're closing in on both Jimmer and the sword. But this thing is just chum, 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 chum. All right. It is Thune's turn. Thune is going to ready an action. If that giant gets within striking distance, he is going to come out and try and give it the business.
Oh, dear.
That is Thune's turn. This is the top of a new round with Thune's making that decision, and now it is Dalgrith's turn.
This is brutal.
Question, Baron, you cast Shield of Faith on Thune.
Correct. That should be a plus three AC bonus.
Right, but like, how long does it last?
Okay, that's a great question.
Because I think that was, it's been a week now. Or
it's been several rounds.
It's minutes.
The game
it's
time
minutes.
Didn't
If it's minutes,
work.
We're good.
I'm pretty sure it's
Shield
minutes.
Of Faith is, yes, 7 minutes.
Okay. That greatly affects six what minutes, this six unarmored Thune can do. Okay, great. So now Dalgrith.
Dalgrith is...
What's the opposite of an MVP?
Yeah, he's done nothing but run around from place to place. LVP?
You want to just stab at the dead fire giant?
Pretend I killed it.
this will go down in my tales.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to make of the situation. He can either go in with Jimmer or he can try to help Baron with this fire giant. And they're in totally different directions.
Yeah, well, you're a lot closer to the Otiog situation, but you don't know what the Otiog situation is.
I know. It's just, you know what? I'm going to hold. I'm going to delay.
See how this plays out.
I want to see what an Otiog does, and I want to see where the fire giant moves. Then I'll start my turn.
Okay, that's fair. Well, the fire giant feels like it has figured out a good move here to just sneak its way around. And so it is going to attempt to do so again. However, it gets in front of the 10 o'clock warehouse, and that's within striking distance of Thune. Thune. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, runs up to him. Obviously, you can't charge because you can't ready a full round action. Runs up to
him. You can ready a charge.
You can ready a charge?
Yes.
Oh, you can? Okay. Yeah. Well, then I don't know if he wants to charge. He could just walk up there. lower his AC even further. Yeah. He's just going to kind of like sneak, 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 and boom, stab at him. And we're going to say flat-footed AC, so he's going to get his sneak attack.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. On top of it. Because
I'm going to let Troy play my character.
Troy is so generous with his own sneak attack.
I can't help but give to myself. All right. So here comes the...
Come on, Thune.
Come on. This is the first time you've seen Thune in action, right?
That would be awesome if he hit it. Come on, get that sneak attack.
Natty 14, that is a 28 to hit with the dagger.
Nice.
That definitely hits the giant. That's going to be 1d4 plus 5, because all you gave him was a dagger. But then...
if you have sneak attack, extra, it does not matter.
All right, so 7 points of damage regular, and then plus 2d6 sneak attack, another 7. So 14 points of damage just comes up and just buries it right in the guy's thigh.
Nice.
So Thune is helping.
All right, then I will act. Seeing Thune get into combat with this guy, I'm going to start heading that way because I'm not optimistic about Thune surviving. I think Jimmer can take care of himself. So I'm going to run over next to Metra.
Okay, you're going to run over next to Metra using any hasting, any expeditious?
No, I'm literally going to run.
Okay. Now, that fire giant, his turn was interrupted by that, so he still gets to act.
Right.
And now, seeing Thune there, he swings down at Thune, who has now a 22 AC, unarmored, but with Shield of Faith. That is going to be a hit. So he does hit Thune for a lot of damage.
Actually, I don't want to lose Thune. He's giving us directions into this place.
I rolled 3d6. I rolled a 4, a 1, and a 1. That's still going to end up being 21 points of damage to Thune.
Oof.
But the giant moved, so that's all that fire giant can do. Dalgrith has taken his action. Thune has taken his action. The other fire giants are dead. It is Metra's turn. Metra, you see... The Thune has now made an attack and been attacked. Dalgrith has rushed up to you. Jimmer is alone without a weapon still against 3 Otiogs.
And on foot, we are realistically about 120 feet away from that fire giant.
Yeah, that Thune situation is very, very
that
bad.
That Thune situation is very, very bad. So...
Courageous Thune.
Metra is going to reach out to Dalgrith and grasp his arm and say, "Fly, you fool!"
It's actually Dalgrith, by the way. It's not Dalgrith.
And then Joe proceeded to say it every three different ways after
yeah,
that.
So, other. It's like Feyraza and Feyraza. Feyraza.
Feyraza. You guys found very inventive.
What was it? What was it?
Feyraza.
He said
Feyraza.
This guy looks incredible tonight, by the way, Grant. If
yeah,
you haven't
it
had
really
a chance,
it's
pretty.
Yeah,
incredible.
We had an incredible sunset.
It's
tonight.
Really, you know what? Being in Skid feels this way too. I think we miss thunderstorms and good sunsets. That's a good sunset.
Yeah, real good, good one.
The bridges are beautiful, nice. Outlined across it.
Can't wait to cover it up with a set. all right, what are you going to do, Metro?
Never look at it.
So I cast Fly on Dalgrith.
Oh, I like it.
Excellent.
Take to the skies.
So that will effectively give you, what, a fly speed of 60 feet?
60 feet. And he can go directly there, so, you know, because he can go over the outhouses.
Or I could go to the Utyugs as needed.
As needed.
Oh, and not have to step in the filth, because you can just stab down.
Right.
Then maybe flank with Jimmer.
Awesome.
And then I will move my 25 feet in the direction of Baron.
Metro, you're full of nifty tricks. I need to stand next to you more often.
Oh, 25 feet.
Oh, 30 feet, yeah.
So, okay. That's like, what's going on there?
All right. It is Jimmer's turn. Jimmer, the Odiag has effectively grappled the sword.
Okay, so...
It has it in its mouth, and it's just like, chomp, trying to get the magical goodness out of it.
I want to try to grab it.
Okay.
And take it away from it.
All right, go ahead and roll.
Drop it.
Drop it. Drop. Go ahead and roll a CMB check.
CMB?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. 29.
yeah, you very easily yank it out
of it away.
Give me that, you old varmint.
And it just looks up at you. Now those three, two have like thorns on the end, and one is just this eye stalk that's hovering over you. This is a large creature, and it's mad.
Okay. Well, that's
mad.
I feel bad that it's angry. And
give me back my dog.
I'm going to move.
Okay.
Let's
check out its reach here. It has a reach of 10, so it will provoke.
That's fine.
Okay.
I will step away 5 feet. Go and attack me if you want.
Okay. It is going to attempt to grab you and pull it in.
Okay.
This is going to be fucking impossible.
It thought it had the choicest nug before.
Yeah. There's a sweet nut. Natural 20.
Oh, come on.
Fucking Christ. So is it grabbing me or grabbing...
Yeah, no, it's trying to grab you as you're going away, like, give me back my nug.
Right.
I had a +3 to the tentacle attack.
Jesus.
20, so I doubt that I'm going to confirm. Out of the box, 11 to confirm.
Yeah.
However, a couple things are going to happen. First, you take 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Then it goes... to grab you. Yeah, I don't think it's a gimme grab here. You have a really, I'm assuming, a decent CMD, but if it grabs you, it's going to be bad. Natural 1 on the...
All right! Perfect. Awesome.
So you just feel just like... reaches and tries to grab around you, but you're so covered in this filth now, it just, its tentacle slips off of you back into the filth on the ground. So you seem to be okay for the moment. But there are two more of those. Baron, your turn.
My gosh. So I pre-calculated...
Wait, I'm sorry. Were you just... Did I get to... No, you need to finish your move.
Yeah, you can finish your move.
Oh, okay, all right. So I keep moving towards 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm still...
Heading toward the fire giant.
Yeah, I'm a ways away. I'm still quite a ways away from the edge, but I've got another Otiug incoming, bearing down on me.
Yeah, they're all... you've moved away from one, but you're still 15 feet from another one. All right, Baron, you saw Thune live up to what he said he was going to do, but you also know that he's in a really bad position over there. What do you want to do?
Baron is going to move 20 feet forward, which will put the giant within one range increment of his gun.
Tell
me the cove.
You are okay here. No cove.
All right, we're going to go again. We're going to...
Partial cove. You know what? I'm going to give him partial cove.
I'm going to pull that...
Well, +2.
I'm going to pull both triggers. We're going to see what happens. We're going to use the double-barreled nature. I also realized I didn't take off the last two. I'm going to tell you that currently I have 110 rounds of ammo. It might be wrong, but that's about where I am.
Pretty sure it is, but that's okay.
And here we go. The first attack is going to be a 21. That's a hit.
That is certainly nice. A hit, my friend.
Nice.
28 points of damage.
Okay, good opening shot there.
Second attack.
Yes, fire.
18 on the...
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Just a dab will do you. 33 points of damage.
Okay. Gross.
That's it.
That's great. All right, so you moved...
That all?
And now I only
Wait,
have...
So you moved up and took two shots?
Yeah, I took a standard action to pull both triggers of my weapon at a -4 penalty to each shot.
Okay. Did you say that you were going to do that?
That's what I said.
Okay. I didn't hear you say it.
I thought that's what
Did
I
anyone
said.
I didn't either, but in fairness, I wasn't paying attention.
Right. Well, I mean, that
do
was...
Do you want to pause it and Ditto. Roll back the tape?
No, I mean, I know you didn't say it, but it, obviously that was your idea, so I'm going to let it go. Just in the future, please be clear about what you're doing. And it is now... The Odiug's turn.
Odiug
takes a 5-foot step and goes to do a full attack on Jimbo. Let's see here. This is just going to be miss, I'm assuming. 11 on the bite. Tentacle is a 6. Second tentacle is a 16. So it's just lashing out. Nothing happens. The other one, 5.
Ain't going to touch. 15, knocking 20, Jim. Deflecting them all with my shield. All these
30,
attempts.
35. The other one gets right up in Jimmer's business with a double move, but can't do anything beyond that. 5, 10, 15. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. The other one double moves as well. Now you've got three Odiugs all right up on top of you in this like curving arc. They're at your 12, 1, and 2 o'clock. But the other two had to double move, so they cannot attack this round.
Yeah.
I can't imagine you're very afraid of them at this point.
Not really.
No, they're not very...
They're gross.
They're more gross than anything.
Yeah.
Thune's turn.
I actually would. Like, if I felt like I had the time, I would stay here and just kill them all just for fun.
Right.
But
yeah, hanging out in this pit. Now, I'm wondering with Filth Fever, is this something you have to roll? I think once you save...
Fortitude save?
Yeah, you rolled it already. I don't know if you have to continuously roll it or not, so...
It's usually one of those things where
it's like you're
immune
you're
for
immune to it, yeah.
24 hours or
yeah,
something.
I'm fine with that. All right, then. So it is Thune's turn. Thune knows that he is in... not in a great position here. So Thune is going to full withdraw back into the tunnel here just to gain some space between himself and the giant. He's able to make a pretty good distance. So now he's equidistant between the fire giant and Baron. If the fire giant chases Thune, there's a good chance he could just straight up kill Thune.
No.
We just met Thune.
Yeah, this is dangerous. But that's what Thune is going to do. Thune is just thinking, like, keep myself alive. I can help more alive than I can dead. Dalgrith, you're flying. What do you want to do?
I should act after the fire giant. I should have moved.
Oh, because
in the
we moved.
Order. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The fire giant acted, and then it was Dalgrith, then Thune.
Oh. What?
Yeah, because you... Basically, the fire giant went to move, and then that enacted Thune's action. And then you acted before the fire giant. Technically, I think the fire giant was supposed to finish its turn.
Yeah.
So now it's your turn.
Well, shouldn't the fire giant have gone before he could have withdrawn?
Shouldn't the fire giant have gone before he could have withdrawn?
I don't know if you interrupt an action if your initiative goes before that creature that triggered it or after. I think it might be after.
Yeah, I feel like... So the fire giant started his action. That enacted Thune's readied action.
Yeah.
And then you were like, now Dalgrith's going
to
go. But
yeah, Dalgrith needed to wait until his turn was over.
Right, so
I
technically
the
fire giant would have gone first before Thune could get out of there.
Yeah.
No, Thune could still get out.
Okay.
It would go Thune, then Fire Giant. Oh, so now it's the Fire Giant's turn.
Exactly.
Yes, okay. Now I got you. Whew, God, this is why I need an assistant. All right here.
You act immediately ahead of the character whose action triggered your ready action.
Perfect.
So we did do it right.
We did do it right.
Yes. Thune should have been able to get away.
Right. But what are we going to do here with the Fire Giant? Fire Giant wants to be able to get up in Baron's business. Does he have the movement for it?
Does he have 40, the movement
10, for it? 15, 20. Sure does.
Oh, man. Bear,
steps
bear.
Up to Baron. Right up in his business, maybe? Yeah, he's going to get right up in his business here.
Oh, boy.
And he's just going to... boom with the greatsword.
Oh.
And you know what? Do I want to
turn in a bottle cap?
Attack?
Power attack on or off, Troy?
God, I hate using power attack.
Power attack on or off.
It's such a significant difference in damage.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go power attack.
Here it comes.
Oh, God.
Boy, this could be...
Crits 19 to 20.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so bad.
Bye-bye, Baron.
Natty 17.
Oh, total?
That is going to be a 35.
You beat it. You beat it.
Come on.
Not by a ton.
3d6.
Not by a ton.
24 damage. Oh. 6, 5, 1. So 11, 12. What did I say? 3d6 plus 24. So 26, 36 points of damage.
Brutal.
In one swing. He just... boom. And he
36?
36, yeah. He couldn't charge because he had to kind of like maneuver around these outhouses.
Because of that cover.
That sweet, sweet cove. But now he is right next to Baron. All right, moving along here. I might as well just take my other fire giants off the initiative track because they didn't do anything in this fight.
They're dead.
Metro.
They're dead, kid.
Got any other disintegrates in your back pocket there?
I mean, do you want me to pull one out?
No.
I can.
No, it's fine. You should never use that spell again. We got to keep it fresh for the show.
I can't believe you failed that fortitude save with a fire giant.
I know. Obviously, I got a very high fortitude, but I rolled very low. What was the DC?
22.
Yeah. I mean, I more than 50% chance. I got like a 75% chance of making that.
I assumed it was just going to be 46.
Well, you assumed wrong!
Okay.
Sorry, I yelled.
He's so pissed.
Do these Odiugs look like... It seems like Jimmer is not particularly concerned with them. It also seems like they're not particularly concerned with Jimmer so much as they want.
They're trying to kill him, but you would see from my demeanor that, like, I'm not bothered. I'm bothered by the fact that I'm standing in 4 feet of giant shit, but
right.
Not so much by the fact that these things are attacking me.
As one would be.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like Jimmer can handle himself. It looks worse than it probably is.
I'm all right. Get that last one.
However, things can go bad quick. If those things grab a hold of him, it could be bad news.
Hold on. Before we get into it, it's my turn, right? Didn't we just say that after the fire giant, Dalgraith
gets
it?
We did.
I didn't have to. I was too busy deleting the fire giants to move you in the initial order.
The tone of the reprimanding email we send to Troy's assistant is going to be off the charts.
Those all get forwarded.
The assistant needs to get fired, dude.
I actually am pro Troy having an assistant. That way, when I receive emails, they'll just be at a much more, like, you know, polite tone.
Oh, yeah.
And it can filter Troy's pure vitriol. Troy,
I email like I talk.
Troy's email
much, much worse.
Has, like, a setting in it that's, like, snark level 11, and he has it checked up. It's amazing.
I don't know. Yeah. And I always reread them, like, 3 or 4 times. I'm like, I think it sounds fine.
Oh, my God. You're
getting the most edited version of that email.
That's the most horrible thing I've ever heard.
You should see my first draft.
Oh, God.
You know the iceberg graphic that shows, like, id, super ego, ego, like, that you learn in Psychology 101? Like, I feel like your iceberg is much less submerged than a lot of people's.
I get fired up. Doesn't take me much. What do you want to do there, Dogwraith?
All right, Dalgraith is going to kick in the jets and... All of a sudden, he goes speeding at top speed, short sword in hand, right over Baron's head. And you just hear, "Strike Team Delta!" And he just zooms in and grabs onto the fire giant.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome. I needed this save for my buddy.
Yeah, so he just flies in and grabs the fire giant.
Unbelievable. You're exactly 60 feet away, weren't you?
No, I was 100 feet away, but it's a double move, so I'm going to do a double move.
Oh, I'm looking at Metro. Okay, so you fly at it.
If you'll allow it. I'm just going to move all the way up to it, like crash into it and try to grab onto it with a climb check.
So it's a climb check for you. It's not a grapple check.
Yeah, it's a climb check.
And doesn't provoke because
it would provoke.
Okay. I'm absolutely going to take that provoke. What the heck is this gnat coming at my head? Power attack is still on for this guy. Don't forget.
Yes. It's going to hit, but when he's toe-to-toe with Baron, like, Dalgraith is not hesitating to go in and put himself at risk.
You know what? I'm not going to take the attack of opportunity.
Curious.
I'm going to hold on.
Oh, I was going to draw it out, Baron.
Yeah.
I was trying to draw it out for you.
Also, I thought more about the power attack still being on thing. That would be like me saying, you know what? Rapid shot still on. So I'm going to take 4 shots. It doesn't really make sense.
No,
I don't
no,
think.
No, no, no. Power attack
has to stay on.
Okay.
By the rules, yeah.
Got it.
But I understand what you're saying, too. All right, yeah, I'm not going to take that attack. He sees you, starts to wind up, and then looks down at this thing that just lit him up and thinks better of it.
He made a terrible mistake.
It is Metra's turn.
No. Can I try to roll to get on?
Oh, you want to try and climb.
Yeah, I want to try to climb. And I am sickened, so there is a slight penalty.
Sickened from that stench.
Sickened from that stench. Oh, shit. That is a 36.
Against just straight CMD. Up CMD?
Yeah.
That's enough to get on top.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. All right. So he latches on, and he's got his sword in his hand. I don't know if this guy will survive the round, but taking some attention, I hope.
Okay. All right. Not a bad move. Now it is Metra's turn.
Baron, have you acted this round?
Yes, right?
No. Not this round. The round starts with Thune.
Okay.
Thune, so Fire Giant, Dalgrith, Metra.
I rolled terribly at the beginning of this combat for my initiative, but still better than almost everyone. We all rolled terribly. Ooh, well, then that changes what I was going to do. Okay, so then instead, I can't really get involved in that Fire Giant combat right now because of where I am and the
two dwarfs.
He's got two dwarfs. Right on him. So instead, Metra is going to step up to the lip of the cave, lip of the pit.
Okay.
And she's going to shoot a fireball behind the Udyoks.
Ooh.
So roll a reflex save for each of the Udyoks.
Reflex times 3. All right. Not very spry, these Udyoks. What is the DC?
I shall tell you. It is DC 19.
Okay. First one, fail. Second one, natural 20.
Oh.
Third one, pass with a 19. You said 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so fail, pass. Shockingly, I had a plus 2 to my reflex save.
I rolled 10d6 on the old dice roller here.
Uh-huh.
Of those 10, 5 of them were 1s.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
And 3 of them were 2s.
Oh, my God.
So the one
10d6,
the one that failed takes 22 points of damage.
Okay.
And the others take 11.
Oh, that is brutal. They're all still alive.
That's so terrible.
Let me ask you something, Troy. What does the room smell like now that a fireball has been exploded over a cesspool?
Something you leave on the gym teacher's doorstep. You know, like flaming bag of poop. You know?
Right. Oh, the gym teacher. I calibrated gym teacher to be like my current 34-year-old self, and I was like, my soul cycle instructor. Why would I leave a bag of poo?
He has a family. Did I ever tell you about Poop Dollar?
What? Please do.
All right, so my buddy went
yes,
to...
Yes, I know this.
You know Poop Dollar?
Oh, yeah.
This is a stupid story. That's all that made me think of this. But I think they went to University of Miami in Ohio, and he was in this frat. This is a horrible story. It's just
do we want to hear it?
But it always makes me laugh. They sat on the... They were just a bunch of meatheads sitting on their their front porch, and they would take a dollar bill and put it out on the walkway where all the people would walk by going back and forth to class, and they would rub poop on the dollar. And whenever they
who's call, poop?
Someone's poop from the frat. And
jeez,
and they would just sit
poop?
There just boozing, watching people. And they would do this all day, just put more dollars out there. And whenever someone picked up the dollar, they would just all sing, "There's poop on the dollar.
There's poop on the dollar.
There's poop on the dollar." And not say anything besides that. And they'd take it off and be like, "Ah." Some of them would drop it, some of them would just put it in their pocket, and then they'd put another poop dollar out there.
Wow.
Poop dollar, tell your friends.
This is just like the UCB
what?
Sketch.
Playing with your kids.
This is just like the UCB sketch, butt pennies.
Ass pennies.
Ass pennies. Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Well, poop dollar. I'm going to leave a shiny...
Surprised they had time with all the studying they must have had to do at one of America's top universities, Miami of Ohio.
Hey, we might have some listeners.
I'm sorry. I know it's good school.
And they're sitting there with 3 poopy dollars in their pockets.
Ron
well,
Harper.
That's not going to their Patreon.
Okay.
All right.
They use their own poop?
Their own poop,
they couldn't have found like a dog at least.
That's what I said.
They're not uncouth, Matthew.
No, they're straight up revolting.
Whose turn is it, Poop Dollar? Who just went? What game are we playing? Who's the president?
Metra just went.
Metra just went? It is Jimmer's turn.
Okay, Jimmer is going to double move to get to the edge of the pit.
Okay.
And so he has enough movement counted to get to the edge and
enough movement to, if he makes the check, to climb up to the top of the lip of
okay,
the
great.
Pit.
And because of the way you were spaced here, it doesn't provoke from that double move. So
wow.
Roll great. The climb check. Do you have to hit the DC 5, or are you trying to move at half speed to get the DC 10?
I will actually, yeah, let me go. Let me try to hit the DC 10.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Oh, all right,
so I jump up go. Over
Flume
the lip.
One-handed up. And now you're right next to Baron Dalgrith and the Fire Giant.
Yeah, and I'm going to move. I'm going to get diagonal to him, like get within 5 feet. And I'll incur, actually, if he hasn't used his attack of opportunity yet.
To move from that space into that? Oh, yeah, because that's within his reach. You know, you're going to get me one of these days, you guys. No, he's not going to swing at you
okay.
either.
All right. All right.
He knows that he's dead soon, but he wants to make it count. It is Baron's turn.
There are two things in life that are true. Well, actually, let me ask you a question before I say that. Did I get a sense?
Wait, I want to know what the two things
well,
in life
are. Well, I'll tell you. Poop dollars are always funny. No. False. I've seen. I've fought enough fire giants to see them move in a turn. Do I get a sense of if they move 30 feet, 40 feet, 60 feet?
They seem to move normally. Like, you feel like if they weren't so encumbered with all of their armor and weapons, they could move even faster
than
you.
So they move, like, 30 feet a turn is what it seems like to me?
That's what it seems like, 30.
Okay. Well, even with that knowledge, with their reach, because they have reach, there are two things true in life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to know what they are right now, Troy.
I want to know.
One. Honey Badger don't care. Baron don't care.
Let's Ooh. Get ready for a full round Ugh. Attack.
Oh, what's boy. The other?
Action.
All right.
Honey Badger and Baron don't care.
Oh, see, I thought they were both the first thing.
All right.
That's what I thought, too. Whole it was one idea.
I apologize.
Honey Badger don't care. Semicolon.
I apologize.
I was waited with bated breath for the second truth.
I had the same problem with Sheriff Thune. I need to put full stops in my thoughts.
Hold on to your poop dollar for 2 seconds while I take this attack of opportunity.
Okay.
Come on. Leaving power attack on. Blowing on the dice. Not allowed in the casino. It's allowed here at the table. Come on! 19 to 20! Fuck!
he missed straight up.
26. Ain't gonna hit you.
Here it comes! Oh, hold on. Let me just make sure. I've been so far away. Let me turn on rapid shot and point blank shot.
Yeah, green.
Here we go.
Why?
Here.
Why have you forsaken me?
We go. Oh, and let me also turn on one other
thing.
You've
got too many things to turn on. You're turning me off.
Oh, boy. That's a 31 against touch AC.
Hold on. Oh. Yeah,
that's it. that is looking good. 33 points of damage.
Okay, oh. He's alive.
Next one is also going to be hit with a 24 against touch AC.
Are you waiting for a response?
Yeah, yeah. Waiting for a response to that.
30 points of damage.
He's dead.
Yeah! I'm sorry, hold on. Let me just get rid of these. Oh, chemical characters.
Boom. Dead.
Gonzo.
And nice. The OTAGs give chase to Jimmer for a little bit, and then when they realize he's taken their beautiful nug, they just go back to their older nugs.
Great.
Are they really stupid? They're really dumb, right? They have to be dumb if they poop.
You don't know.
Can I roll a check?
Yeah, roll knowledge dungeoneering, I believe.
I got it.
Why would they be dumb if they can complete that job of the ecosystem? Then I say
cockroaches. Do you think they're intelligent, or do you think they're evolutionarily equipped to deal with the difficult circumstances they're born into?
Did you say cockroaches?
Cockroaches.
I was going to say something.
Cockroaches.
I also say surveillance. I have been saying surveillance. But God damn it, I can't do it. I can't say Worcestershire sauce.
What'd you roll on dungeoneering?
The dungeoneering was 18.
18. So wanting to know about their intelligence, they are intelligent. Not super intelligent, but oddly intelligent and wise.
And wise?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, why are you so discriminatory about the magical ecosystem?
I mean, they're all mouth, Matthew. I just assume they didn't have much room.
They eat shit, Grant. They have to have a mouth.
Well, sure, but there's a direct correlation, but oftentimes in nature, between the size of a brain and intelligence.
They also say that the dinosaur, when we were talking about how dinosaurs had such small brains, they must have been really dumb. They had exactly the size brain they needed to do the things they needed to do.
Wow, Matthew. Thank you for that life-affirming statement. I appreciate it.
You know what they didn't have? Popcorners.
They really didn't.
Popcorners.
There's pop on the corner.
Dalgraith is going to come over and give Baron a big hug, slap him on the back.
Brother, nice shooting.
I can't believe how well Strike Team Delta's doing down here.
I contributed greatly, I think.
Hey, you didn't take a point of damage.
By the way, while that's all happening, he's still like floating above the ground. It's like kind of a weird scene. Like he's probably still excited, and like I'm like looking up at him. It's almost like a Spider-Man kiss.
Thune comes out. Is everyone okay?
Thune, that was very brave what you did there. You didn't need to put yourself at such risk, honestly. We had it in hand.
I felt as if I had the attack, and I took it.
Well, it was very bold of you, but I'd appreciate it if you were a little more careful with your life. We could use your expertise in this place. It's already proven to be quite valuable.
Yes, well, the sooner I am armed and armored, the better.
I wish we were able to resize this giant armor for you, but we're going to have to keep on looking.
Well, we could.
We could.
You want to pop over to the cathedral?
I mean, that all depends. I want to ask all of you how you feel. Do you need a rest, or do you feel like you could keep on going through? Your time is of the essence, I should say.
I feel like I could go for days and days. I'm ready to go.
Well, I do. I think I'm going to smell like the underside of a pig farmer's boot for about the next week, but I could keep going as long as y'all don't mind.
Metra,
I can keep going, but my usefulness will deplete soon.
How Thune. Much, Metra? How much will it deplete?
I have no fifth level spells. I'll have no fourth level spells left, and I'll have no sixth level spells left pretty soon, too. I mean, I can get through another combat.
What's the role-playing version of that?
Fuck off.
That's what you say to Doug?
Thune.
You say that to
How me? Much more of this dungeon do you know? How much more? I shouldn't have called it a dungeon. Baron never would have called it a dungeon. How much more of this infernal mountain do you know? How much more of its depths can you lead us past? Can you take us in the right direction down this treacherous path? We got three different exits to this room.
Yes, four.
Four. I was not zoomed out enough because this is the biggest map we've ever played on.
Yes, I must admit, this is the farthest that I've been in this direction, although I don't even know where we are. I have been to this room, but I have not exited any of the other corridors from here.
Are we still on the right track to the
structural weakness?
Yes.
I believe we are. I must ask, how long have you been in here before you came to the slave pen? How many other rooms had you been into?
Just the antechamber and the entrance, and then we wandered down a hallway and found the slave chamber.
So there's a good chance they have not discovered you as of yet. We have not seen patrols walk our way, though they may have been walking through the other tunnels.
Do you know any idea of their schedule? I have a feeling that with 12 of these here outhouses, the giants must come here often in order to relieve themselves. Is there a mess hour or a supper time?
I do not know of their schedule, but looking at the contents of the pit, it does seem to be well used and often used.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of them we don't have to worry about. One of them's a pile of dust, but we could drag these other two in there and bury them. They wouldn't be noticed for quite a while, I would think.
Or put them in the outhouse.
Yeah, put them in the outhouse. Out just prop them up. Just prop them up in the privy, and then...
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I see another giant opening the door. Oh, my God.
Yes, they'll just think they died like Elvis. Straining have any... to get out a bacon, peanut butter, and banana poo.
We can't go on again.
Just hanging out of order sign on the door handle.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. What could go wrong? What mechanical issue could happen?
I do think we can do either of those things. I think we'll take the time to do either of those things, and I'll leave it up to the rest of the group to decide if we prop them up in the outhouse and maybe draw something on their face, yes. Or if we put them in the dung.
However, these creatures down in the pit, they are watching. And you look up and you see them, their weird little eye stalk just kind of observing you.
I get a sense that they could report on us, Thune. Do you think it would be wise to eliminate them before moving forward, or would that draw even more? Well, that's the other thing. I've been thinking about this ever since we got here. What? So you had a bit of a prologue to us going into Skiergard, and you were like, you know, it's a big camp. You got to screw up stuff. You got to sabotage things. That became a big part of like the campaign here.
would it behoove us to disable their sewage system, basically their sanitation system?
I mean, it's so primitive. I don't know
what we could do to sabotage. What,
well, we would kill them, and then already. They couldn't get rid of it, so they'd have to find more Otiugs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you can get rid of the Otiug. Yeah.
I was like board up the holes in the outhouse. What do we do now?
That was my plan.
All right, let's leave Ash Peak. We'll find another volcano. This took weeks to build. Weeks. Sheriff Thune, if they cannot be...
He's so mad.
If they cannot be befriended, then yes, it would be wise to close all eyes that have seen what we have done here.
And Baron just rolls his eyes and doesn't even correct him. All right, then let's... let's go ahead and take that task on.
Jimmer,
you've already been in the shit.
Yeah.
I can get him. I can try to hit him with some spells.
I think
first.
It's my turn as well.
Hey, look,
I haven't put my time in on this fight yet.
No, we don't need. I don't get much stinkier than this. I'll go ahead. And he just sighs and like lowers himself down into the pit, draws his sword, and just kind of ambles toward them.
Do you have a wand of flying or anything like that, or just flying
cast
spells?
Fly.
I don't want to. If you said you were low, I don't want to waste them.
How am I doing on third level?
Yeah, don't use another spell. I'm covered up in shit all the way up to my waist already. That's,
yeah, and then Dograith can just fly down there. I mean, it's minutes, right?
Yeah.
So Dograith can just fly down there and flank, and we can cut these things to pieces.
Jimmer, say something real nasty to them. Say something mean about their mom or something. Bring them closer to the lip so I could shoot down. I'd love to join you in the shit, but... you know, look at this.
What am I going to say? Your mom smells like roses? I don't know what the hell the kind of insult to use on a creature that eats feces.
Your mom eats regular sandwiches.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you? You're creative.
Your mom doesn't eat feces?
You're a genius
what
on the
kind
battlefield.
Of feces does she?
All right.
In the interest of just moving things along here, even though they two of them saved against that fireball, these guys don't have a lot of hit points. You could take care of them easily. There's no reason to play out this combat. So just describe to me, those of you who are taking part in the combat, what you would do.
Jimmer goes in and just slaughters them like livestock.
Slash, slash. The other one comes ambling up. Slash,
yeah,
slash.
Yeah. Dograith flies, flanking with Jimmer.
Misses three or four times.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
every shot.
Critically fumbles.
Flies back out. Sheathes his sword. Claps his hands. Job was well done. Didn't hit a single shot. Single stab.
Well done, Jimmer. It's a team effort if I've ever seen one.
Oh, man.
All right. So, yeah, you are able to easily dispatch of them. There's no reason to play that out.
Cover their wounds with poop. So it doesn't look like they...
You know, we all do it. We all do it to some extent. But I really do have to take a moment and give Joe some props. In the beginning of this podcast, when he failed terribly, it was a nightmare. He would have a meltdown. And now, he can laugh. He can laugh. Well,
that was
having a good time.
That was
part of the Dograith build.
Oh, okay.
It's like, now when I miss, I can be like, yeah, but I'm famous anyway. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're already... you're not building a legacy.
Right,
your legacy
exactly.
has been built.
I've hit a lot in the past. You've got to trust me.
You're the Kylie Jenner of this podcast.
That's right. You're literally...
Kylie Jenner has millions of dollars.
Billions
of dollars.
You're born on third base. Like,
that's what we're saying.
Pathfinder equivalent.
Exactly. The one of the fire giants has been completely incinerated. Obviously, you can just blow that pile of ash away. Jimmy, you could as you killed the first one and the second one was coming up, the third one started to come up and actually started to bury itself, like hiding in the filth.
Oh, man.
And then you came and just killed it, yeah. One-shot it. So they can easily be buried in the filth. No one's going to be like, is there a dead body in here? What does that smell?
Right. Some smells weird
in
here.
What died in there?
No, this isn't right at all.
That wasn't like a family unit, was it? Was it a mom and a dad and a
we'll
baby?
Never know.
Odia?
We'll never know. Oh. But the other one, you could definitely hear it weeping. Sounded like a baby crying as it buried itself in the shit.
I just saw Toy Story 4.
Don't say anything.
it's covered in poop.
All right.
That's what it sounds like. But there are two bodies of fire giants in here. I don't know what you want to do, if you want to do anything. As we already talked about, I think these things weigh 1,600 pounds or 4,000 pounds. Something absurd like that.
Yeah, something
four
absurd.
Four tons.
What did we do to move them last time?
Well, no, I'm as strong as a rhinoceros.
Oh, right. Like I can drag it Jimmer across. Yeah.
Put it in the outhouse.
Yeah.
Dalgrith will open the door.
Shove it in, and then they won't be able to open the door.
Who's sick right now?
Oh, I'm sick.
Dalgrith.
You're sick. Okay. And does that go away? It does, but the longer you stay in here, you have to keep rolling against it. Oh, okay. So presuming this takes Jimmer 10 minutes or so to get these bodies in, let's have everybody roll another save. You're like, even feel good, but then it's starting to overcome you again.
Oh.
I got it.
I failed.
DC 15 for it. Fail?
35.
You made it.
I made it.
Okay.
So that's two. So am I? So I was sick, and am I no longer sick?
You're
now?
No longer sick. Yeah, oh, you came. You were starting to feel good, but then overpowered again. But we'll
get
say
used to it now.
That's enough time for you to maybe a little bit of help if you need it to kind of maneuver these guys inside of the outhouses and close the door and just put on the occupied sign.
Okay.
So our plan is to push forward and leave Thune unarmored.
We could at least take a look. I think we need to keep moving to the northeast. If we could cut off these barracks faster, I think that would be great. We could also leave after we do that.
I will not take any unnecessary risks. However, I was hit pretty badly. If you have any healing capabilities.
All right, so Baron will pull out the old healing wand and we'll do that.
All right, great. We'll do the healing and whatnot off air. But assuming everyone's able to get to full, what do you want to do? 1, 2, 3, 4 different ways out. 5 if you include the way he came in.
Well, we turned to Thune.
He said he didn't know, right?
Yes, I have not been beyond this chamber.
I think we keep heading northeast.
I always forget. Can dungeoneering help you determine where the most logical place is next?
No, you can tell like north and south underground.
Right,
like that.
But it's that's
like,
it.
Oh, I think the quest is over there.
Can we do
DC 30 to know exactly where the boss is?
Oh, let's do a survival check to see if we know where like footprints are coming from. Maybe that might be wise.
I would say survival plus perception in each of the hallways to see if maybe we hear the sounds of a barracks.
This started off by Dalgrith.
Yeah, I was doing this
way around
on the tunnels, and
you
I
went to the southeast,
and
then you
in
made
the northeast there was
and
no
just
sounds,
darkness.
And just darkness. Let's just walk northeast. Because that's where he said it was.
Shouldn't we do at least a detect magic on the cesspit to see
if that's
anyone
a good idea.
Like pooped
that's
down
magical
ring.
Really
smart.
While you're already down there.
Well, if someone like a fire giant accidentally swallowed a magic ring or something, then
I do detect magic, or I walk around the pit and detect magic across it.
Nothing.
Okay.
And there was nothing of note on the giants themselves that we could have pocketed while we were putting them into the different outhouses.
The same stuff. They have the what is it, half plate and the greatsword?
Hold on a second. Actually, this reminds me of something. Did I miss something, or do we have a ring? A magical ring that we don't know what it is?
We did, yeah.
You found something, and you failed to identify
it. Dalgrith is going to put it on.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Is it a ring? I have +1 half large plate. Greatsword, some sort of large half plate that's magical. Oh, a magical ring, yeah.
I'm going to put it on.
Okay.
Let me make sure I can.
He lost all his fingers. You did lose fingers, didn't you?
They were hanging by a thread.
I would actually have to take a ring off, but I will. I'll take a ring off and put it on.
Okay.
Do I feel any effects? Give me that ring.
Yeah, you feel warm.
Oh.
You feel like very light tingle of warm feeling enveloping your whole body.
And it's comforting and nice, not disturbing.
Yeah, you feel safe.
Okay.
It's a ring of Higgy. Did I say that right?
No.
I figured it was a crapshoot no matter what. How do you say it?
I don't know. All right. I feel this like nice warm feeling.
Okay. I say we go northeast. That's my jam. If we see something we don't like, we can turn back and go to another one.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
If there's anything better than Joe ranging ahead.
That's really, it's pronounced Hygge.
Hygge?
Hygge. Pronounced Hygge.
Hygge stank.
Hygge.
Should we make if this is the plan, Joe invisible in order to scout ahead, or Dalgrith, I should say.
Let's make Joe invisible.
Wouldn't it just be better if Joe was invisible?
The smell will stay.
I can do that if you want.
Up to you guys.
I don't think it's necessary. Let's save it for something much more important.
Yeah, let him die.
I'll never be discovered.
You want
to
drag us?
I was just a stroke of bad luck. He happened to be coming out of the shitter at the wrong time. Come on, give me a break.
We had to burn like 16 spells to save your hide.
We had to kill them all eventually anyway. We just got to jump on it. A jump start. This is a good thing.
Metagaming here. Does Metra have prestidigitation?
She does.
Because I think that can be used to clean something.
You're right.
Remove filth.
Yeah.
Oh, would you like me to...
I mean, yeah, this isn't something Jimmer's thinking, but Skid is saying this. Maybe it would occur to Metra.
Travels.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I just watched the first two episodes of Good Omens, and there is a little bit of magical cleaning that goes on.
Spoilers.
Well, now I can't watch it.
Yep. Metra was like, Jimmer, come here. And then
I don't want to get too close. I know I'm a little bit rank.
It's all right. I've smelled worse. And then she'll wave her hands and curl her fingers and then and kind of blast all the shit off you.
It's like, whoa! And Baron's standing directly behind
me. Get all Baron. Will you feed me, Metra? There's no time.
I take it back.
It's no time. She runs off.
I'm sorry. I actually have to do it in rounds. So I can only do one foot cube per round.
God.
So it might take me about a minute.
All right. Let's just roll each one. All right. You go to the northeast. I'm assuming same thing.
And I also want to say,
chill, warm, or flavor 1 pound of non-living material.
Mm. So my God, we could have given those Otiugs the tastiest nugs they'd ever had.
There's no chance for that.
I was just thinking, whatever we made.
As he executed them. Heartlessly.
This man is a father now. Still, he's joking about killing babies.
Just to make things as dark as possible.
It's twisted, man.
All right.
That's
terrifying.
We'll move up to the northeast.
Making that sound. All right, you're scouting ahead again?
Yeah. I should say, I'm not turning down invisibility from a metagaming standpoint because I'm going to save the spell. I'm turning it down because I think Dograith is so confident in his own abilities that he believes he'll never be
found. I'm just wondering
stealthy.
If the rest of the party is beginning to doubt said abilities.
Exactly.
Baron might be like, I kind of think that there might be an off...
What's that? Sorry, I didn't hear you. Speak up.
I'm just one half of Strike Team Delta, and I look at us as equals.
The better half.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Don't.
Dalgrith, your name is known in way more corners than that of Baron Ashpeak. In Ashpeak, and no one knows my name. But I'm just saying, I just think, sometimes even the best need a little bit of help. Like Troy with his assistant, who's useless.
Well, would you like to go ahead there, Baron? Or do you want me to take... hey, I'll take your orders there. If you want me to take the spell, I'll take it. I just think it's a waste. I won't need it.
Well, I just think, we could use a little bit. Metra's a little tired, but, this could be one spell that helps us save a couple.
Metra just makes you invisible. She's tired of listening to you.
We'll save.
I'm not willing.
All right, so roll your stealth check with the invisibility.
What did you roll on the die?
I rolled a natural 3. Obviously. So that's a 45.
Oh, it took me 200 plus episodes, but I'm finally leading this party.
And your stealth is your stealth bonus is less when you're using it while moving, right? Invisible while moving?
Yeah, it's
no.
Plus 20.
No, it's just
plus 20 as opposed to plus 40?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You slide along. And this tunnel is not as long as the ones that you've been in because you see that it opens up after about 5-6 minutes into another wide room that is lit.
Oh.
You don't see any sources of light, but there is just like an eerie glow over the whole room. How far can you see?
I can see, for miles. In light.
By the who? I can see from... Well, then let's just go to the map.
Let's just go to the map.
Let's do it.
I can see from miles.
I believe it's 1,440 feet by Pathfinder rules in light. I looked this up a while ago. I think it's 1,440 feet.
Really?
Yeah, in light.
Strange.
Let me tell you about this room here.
Wow.
Big.
Big.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. This is a big one. Another rough natural cavern is just lit by this magical light because you don't see any source of light. There are tunnel exits to the southwest, which is where you guys are coming from. The northwest and the northeast, which I have purposely hidden right now on the map. When I reveal that.
Oh.
Stair-like natural ridges climb towards this exit to the northeast, which is blocked by a pair of large iron doors and a pair of fire giants. One looking significantly more badass than the other.
Oh, shit.
There is another fire giant you see patrolling the room of this enormous cavern. I dare say this is the largest, maybe the widest one that you've been in so far. You see those steps going up, like there's you're walking into a depression in the floor to the northeast. There's like a little mini, not cliff, like it would be a little chunky to get over. And then to the south, there's another one of these cliffs that leads to a platform that has two doors leading out of this room. Most importantly, though, you see near the northeastern exit, stout wooden beams hammered in place with iron spikes supporting a cracked ceiling.
Wait, the ceiling is right out in front of the iron door that they're guarding?
It sure is.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, no.
Shit, I want to start right now.
Looks like you made it.
The Glass Cannon Podcast is a Glass Cannon Network production and is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Giant Slayer is copyright 2015. Giant Slayer and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.